you moron.
You're
such
a dummy. You're an idiot. Doc and Woody think it's funny. It's time for
Boneheads. Bonehead.
Well, our nominee today is Woody. Woody's been nominated before, but he's never won Bonehead of the Week. We'll see if he wins this week.
We're talking about this again, eh? We're doing it all morning long.
I know. We have new listeners coming in every couple of seconds.
I've had disciplinary hearings that were shorter than this one.
This is the first time for many. So we're at the Doc and Woody Invitational at the beautiful Marshes Golf Course yesterday. And Woody's driving a cart. He's got a power cart. And you stay away from greens. They are delicate things that have to be in perfect condition. So the rule is 30 feet at least away from greens. And they always put up signs, carts this way. And they point you off in another direction so you don't go anywhere near the green.
Well, in front of the green, in fact, they put those signs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you don't, you know, just in case you don't know what 30 feet is.
Yeah.
They got it all set up for you. So anyway, a picture is taken by somebody in an office building overlooking the Marshes Golf Course yesterday and sent to the golf course. And then it was sent to me. And I look at it and I go, wait a minute, that's Woody. And he's got this golf cart and it's parked right on the green.
It's not on the green. See, this is the problem with this Bonehead nomination, okay? It's not actually factual.
Two tires were on the green.
It was not right on the edge. And even if you weren't actually touching, you're not supposed to park on the first cut either. 30 feet.
It was close to the green. I admit that.
They're out there now doing repairs.
And I felt. See, there's some more BS coming from Randall now. All right? You're embellishing the hell out of this story just to get me nominated.
Now, if you're hugging Randall, are you close to him or.
I would not be hugging
you. You couldn't get any closer to the green than you were. Anyway, this is what we showed the picture around afterwards when we were giving away the prizes to everybody who was playing with us.
Are you insane?
You're kidding me, right?
This is unbelievable.
You have got to be kidding me.
Are you insane?
You got to be freaking kidding me. My God, nobody can be this stupid.
This, too, is an embellished reenactment.
We know why you feel so bad. We would too, Woody.
Yeah, I'd feel terrible about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably resign and never play golf again.
Brain fart, and I realized it, I figured too late, so I might as well just leave the card here.
So you double down. Finish. You're basically doubling down.
Well, at that point, yeah. Why go back?
Leaving yourself open to surveillance photographs, et cetera, et cetera.
And ridicule, I get that.
Reaction from our listeners.
I don't think Woody should ever drive a cart again. Maybe he should walk the course. That's pretty bad. I think he should be for life.
Okay, now here's a guy who tried to help Woody out, but he kind of blew it.
Woody, I'm coming to your defense, buddy. Everybody makes mistakes, first of all. Secondly, the employees of that said golf course, I have seen them personally drive on the green, their lawnmowers.
You've seen them drive on the green to their lawnmowers. I think they were kind of like cutting the lawn. That's not exactly the same thing. I'm a little worried. I don't think that Woody's going to win Bonehead of the Week.
Because it's a short week so far. We're only into Tuesday.
The reason is there are a lot of people who don't play golf.
That's right.
And wouldn't understand the violation that was committed there.
Yeah.
They don't have any...
There's no context.
They don't understand how bad that was.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the worst violations that you could ever commit on a golf course.
You were two syllables short of the word heinous, so why don't you just say it?
Oh, no.
Say it. Say it, Doc.
No, you go ahead, Randall.
No, you say it.
Yeah,
no.
Come on. We're,
no.
All right.
No. Good I'm a little worried, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to slide again. This is his fifth time being nominated.
I think the listeners are well aware of the hyperbole in this room right now.
No, I think what
this
we
is
need
over
to,
the top.
What we need to do is we need to put it in context.
It's not
for
exactly
who don't
a
go.
Measured
what does it compare to? Can you think of something, Eric?
The best thing I can come up with now is it's kind of like when you're at a party and you double dip a chip.
Ooh.
Even though there are signs everywhere that says that's the one thing you can't do at that party. You know?
Yeah.
Like if they were so worried about it that they put signs up saying no double dipping and you did it anyway.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine going to a party and they had signs up.
I'd be making for the door.
See you later. Calorie count. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. You don't like signs.
Oh, no. Yeah. Get me away from those signs. They're everywhere.
All right. Speaking
like
of
peeing in someone's pool, that might be better. Going to someone's house.
But
peeing
not surreptitiously while you're in the pool.
No.
Like
from
standing, standing up and whizzing
off
into
the
it.
Diving board.
It's like
that's
what it's like.
Yes.
Exactly, that's what it's like.
Again, not measured.
Oh
not
yeah, no, measured. Absolutely even. I say
there's far too much hype in this room right now.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.